The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, 101.1 FM, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another, I don't know if it's beautiful, it's kind of cloudy, but it's nice. Yeah. It's nice out
nice,
there.
Nice morning.
Except for trying Rock to Hill. Get to the radio station.
Yeah, that's why we're going. Why is the Come See Me road race going on right now? Well, it's not, actually. So it's having a Girls on the Run race downtown, and a Mike Doty Memorial Run is today also. So there's a lot of roads closed in Rock Hill right
now.
They
have roads closed, and they're running on roads they normally don't run on.
Oakland, Charlotte Avenue, White Street. So
all them other train head.
Yeah, just keep taking rights to you.
We were on Charlotte and had to go all the way over to Black Street to get in there.
Well, I was on Charlotte today and I did a unique thing. I went down by Glen Cairngorms, Edgemont, and cut through there to Aragon, where Aragon Mill used to be, down across Dave Lyle, up Anna Frail. Right on Confederate, and then boom, and the station's on Confederate. I'm like, hey, I'm on the road.
I thought about that, but giving Ron the directions to Anna Frail.
This is the couple was frazzled when they got here.
I found out take the next left means you go five more streets.
I think they needed some private time when they got here today. But we made
Why
it here.
Is the truth.
Made it here anyway. It's the first Saturday in May.
And it is,
and farmers market opens today at Fountain Park.
Well, there's something else going on at Fountain Park. Or yeah, whatever.
I said the girls on the run ends there. I remember that. So it's a good thing.
Canopies so. And food trucks and all kinds of
well,
stuff.
Well, the farmers market has a lot of canopies, so that's they probably have 20 or more vendors out there. Yeah, so get out there today, get your local vegetables and. Sure, they got some maters out there.
They're not getting many local vegetables yet.
But my wife gets a big old mater. I can, like, one slice, just it's fill up the
it's
sandwich.
It's not going to be local.
Well, yeah, it'd be somewhat localish.
No.
They picked it up in Columbia, probably.
Yeah, but it probably came out of Florida to Columbia.
It's from somewhere in the Americas.
Yeah, the Americas. Yes. The Gulf of America.
South of America.
It's South America more than likely it's native.
Yeah.
Tommy planted tomatoes yesterday.
Should probably bring a tomato back bigger than my tomato plant.
Right he now, did six rows of white corn. And two rows of the yellow corn the first time we tried this while I'm doing it.
I hear you.
You got all the peppers, all the cucumbers. All
I got all mine in on Easter Sunday. So I've been watering them because you had to water them, but that little rain we got, I could just tell if we get through tonight and get some rain, you can tell when they turn the corner and they start taking off on their own. So
we got some rain according to Rhonda last night.
So. Yeah, I didn't have much. My dad said a quarter of an inch at his house, so I might have got that.
Quarter inch and mad.
Pretty good, but we'll get more today. If you got something to do today in the yard, go ahead and get out there and do it. Rain's coming later today, maybe 2 or 3 o'clock, and then maybe some tonight too. So
the church Thursday ARP is having a car show today.
Oh, okay.
And I think it starts at 10. I think
it's well, that'll be fine, probably.
Well, the problem is people own them $5 cars don't bring them.
They don't want them
out
in the rain. I don't blame them.
But they say the rain's not going to get here to 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So I think in the afternoon.
It's usually over by 12:31. So.
There's so many things going on. I mean, you could just go from place to place this time of year with things. And tonight, things are going on.
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to the Sneaker Ball tonight as Winthrop is hosting a fundraiser tonight for the athletics. So everybody's encouraged to wear sneakers. So you wear like a sport coat and something and wear your tennis shoes. Look like the ESPN dudes on there.
Yeah.
Seen that?
fashionable.
You got a pair of sneakers, Steve?
Somewhere.
You got some Air Jordans?
No. What are them things I got?
Zips.
White New Balance.
White lights. Zips.
They're slide-ons.
Slip-ons. Oh, they're Skechers.
Oh, Skechers are good, yeah.
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 That counts.
Easy for them to get on.
I got some sick Adidas I'm going to wear tonight. Kind of shiny black with a blue.
I got them I still got them real old ones that I slip on.
Now, I was a...
Diddy over to me that wore them.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I was a Converse guy. I like Converse.
We weren't allowed to buy that expensive.
Well, that was not super expensive then, but that was before Nike, really.
We got Sears.
Sears. Hey, I got most of my clothes from Belk's and Sears, I tell you that.
Sears
right now.
Was imitation kids.
A lot of my clothes came from the basement and the Belk downtown Rock Hill, and people don't even know. Oh. It's actually right there where Player One Up is, I think. It's in that vicinity. If it's either that building or the museum, the phone museum place.
Actual Belk said his basement, too.
Yeah.
We'd have to go to Sears to the Husky section. These corduroy pants.
Tough jeans.
They were called... Yeah, they were called Tough Skins.
Tough Skins. Matt couldn't even put a hole in them.
Yeah.
Kmart layaway.
Now, are you talking bad about corduroy or about jeans?
No, I think about my Husky size.
I had a corduroy laser suit, satin shirt, and platform shoes.
They were so thick when I'd run out at recess and start a small fire.
I was going to say that.
All that friction.
Oh, we didn't get Coca-Cola until I was in high school.
What's funny is the jeans.
Cola.
Yeah, the jeans you bought were so stiff anyway, but if you put a hole in them, Mom put a patch on there and made it even stiffer.
And you wore them for another
bend your knee.
Years.
I don't know how we got on this conversation, but we'll get right back.
We got to get back to gardening.
We'll get back to some gardening and vegetables and stuff.
We'll be right back to the garden.
And the night got deathly quiet. And his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day because I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Just hang on, rainy nights will be here tonight.
Guess we semi had one last night, so that's good.
Rhonda said it rained. I didn't hear it. You don't hear nothing in my
house. Welcome to Saturday morning old school country. Matt spinning the tunes.
We can do that.
We're going to go back to selling his soundtrack.
Yeah. Christmas. We're going to put a Christmas album together. The best of.
Sounds like a great way to get sued.
Yeah. Best of best of the Gardener's Bench.
The radio station actually pays to play those songs.
Corduroys and Flowers. The name of it would be.
Husky jeans.
Husky flowers.
Anyway, we were talking about gardening before we got sidelined.
Yeah, we went down a big rabbit hole.
If you don't have the stuff in the ground now, you need to hurry.
Yeah, go ahead and put it in there. That's fine.
Tommy was up at Farmers Exchange, and they had a lot of stuff coming on.
Man, they have beautiful stuff up there. Yeah, we have a few things at our place. We have a lot of hanging baskets and flowers, which... We all know Mother's Day is right around the corner, two weeks.
And so, what didn't...
is it 2 weeks or 1 week? It's only 1 week.
1 week.
Next weekend. Yeah, so...
In terms of ARP's having a ladies' lunch, for all the ladies that would like to come and enjoy it, and Don Smith Jordan will be there to share a message and music.
Wait, when is that?
Next Saturday at 10:30.
10:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Next Saturday. Very good. And I'll be at work, but I've... Not a lady, anyway.
Teresa can come.
I'll tell Teresa.
She can join Rhonda's crowd.
Huh?
She'll fit in with them.
She'll join your crowd.
Faye will be there. She knows Faye Gibson. Yeah. She'll be there.
Cool.
One more and more when you got half.
Like I said, there's so many things going on. It's hard to keep up with all of them.
Yeah, it is.
Well, they do this every year for a while now, mm-hmm. for Mother's Day, but it's the first time I remember having an outside speaker.
Yeah.
That's another thing for Mother's Day, if you're interested.
That's good.
And the lady she's talking about is a former Miss South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Back good in deal. The 80s. And her
89.
Her sister got killed.
Her sister was killed in 86.
Something like that.
Was it 86 or 85, Matt?
Matt,
I
got to
look back.
Anyway. Yeah.
I think it was late 80s.
Well, that'd be something fragile. Good today if you're interested in next Saturday morning at 10:30. Go to Terz ARP. Past Carolina Fresh on the right on the way out there.
Yep.
Stop in there. We're open 8 to 2 today. We're
in the big city of Terza, South Carolina.
People flying in and out of there. Yesterday, I went outside at 8 o'clock and came back in at 9:30. I directed traffic for 1 hour and a half in my parking lot. I'd never seen it as busy as it was. It was
accident or just
no, just
traffic?
People. Like we had trucks and mulch and sod and rocks and the poor guy drove all the way from Tennessee to deliver me rocks, and I had to run out there and I said, "Listen, can you do me one favor? Go down to Ollie's for about 15 minutes and sit there.
Come back.
I had to use Ollie's for overflow parking.
Wow. But,
we got it all done. It was just quiet like a library, but it was crazy. So it's busy mornings, man.
Well, you all know better get deliveries on Friday.
They come when they come. I mean,
that's not true.
I need to coordinate. Well, it ain't like it used to be with you. There's too much going on with these people. I can't guarantee you a time. So.
I designate a time.
You ever sat at home with a cable company waiting on them from 8 to 4?
No, I never have.
Rhonda has.
I called from the office. We had a problem with Rock Hill telephone in Camorra. I'd call and I'd be talking to the girl and they'd be pulling in the driveway.
Yeah.
While I was still on the phone.
Well, they're very good with business stuff, boy. Well, get it done.
If they were down the street, they just came straight over. They didn't wait for the work orders. And I was getting
Steve, need your help over there.
Well, internet's down.
Used to, in the old days, I had the backdoor number to the repair department.
Yeah.
Well, they did away with that and put you on that internet
thing.
And you're talking to somebody in Greenville or Greensboro or Raleigh or wherever, and they have no clue what you're talking about. I knew more about what was wrong than
Well, you knew what to do after a while, and basically you can cut it off, cut it back on. So I was 85% of problems anyway. So.
It does.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Oh, Ronnie, you look so fine. And I know it wouldn't take much time.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Okay. David's over here serenading this.
But Steve says when he's in the living room.
Rhonda's over there.
Rhonda's in the kitchen. He's like, help me, Rhonda. Help me get some food and drink.
I hope he sings it. Take the next left if you go five more streets. Yeah.
Yeah. Rhonda, when you take him home, will you drive him like all over Rock Hill on the way home? Just
we took the scenic route.
Take roads you've never been on before.
Yeah. I've never seen so many roads blocked in my life. Yeah.
You're going to get home. You're going to get to Thurza via Bowater.
Yeah.
If you keep it up.
Take a ride.
That far.
Take a ride on White and go out there to Anderson Road.
Well, tell me she knew where Confederate was, and we were six or seven streets past it.
Hey, you just can't let it go, can he?
No, you can't.
That's all right. Yeah. It's a disease.
I'm going to tell an old one. I was down at the beach for the trade show, and she was coming down, and she called me and said, which way do I go? I said, well, that depends on where you are.
Yeah.
Where the fork, where you hit 95 and you go north to go to Myrtle Beach and south to go to Florence.
Yeah.
She was in the middle of deciding which
and
way to
Savannah.
Go. She was going to go to Savannah.
That's a like choice. I mean,
well, the best part is which way do I go? And I have no clue where she's at.
I came down 20 trying to go to the beach. One time I took that right, went toward Savannah, I guess, like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone and it's like, come on, man. How long have you been here? All right, I think we had a question from a caller here.
No. Yeah, me. So today, it's rainy. It's going to rain. My front yard full of weeds. If I'm coming to Carolina Fresh Farms, what do I need to do today? Or can I do anything today?
Okay, well, here's what you do. So the product we sell that fertilizes, pre-emerges, and kills weeds has to be put on when the yard is wet, but the trick is it has to be dry for 2 days later. So today you wouldn't want to do that. You want to come by it today, and then tomorrow, if you have time, get up in the morning or before you go to church or whatever your plans are. The rain has passed, the yard's wet, put it out, and then you're good. It's not supposed to rain till like Wednesday next week, so...
I thought they were talking about it tomorrow.
No, it's supposed to rain tonight and into tomorrow, but I think in the morning they're talking about it's going to be out of here. So, and we're going to have a little bit cooler temperatures next week, too. So, the product's called 1906 Confront Dimension.
Okay.
So we have plenty of it. you do three things at one time. It's kind of expensive, but you're fertilizing pre-emerging, which is important, which keeps weeds through the summer from getting in there, and also kills weeds. So that's a good product.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pre-emergent basically keeps the seeds from germinating.
Yeah, it keeps.
Post-emergent kills the weeds that are there.
Yep. And pre-emergent, the trick with pre-emergent, you cannot seed with pre-emergent because it treats the seed just like a weed seed. So nothing will come up if you.
8 weeks.
You cannot. Yeah, about 8 weeks. You can't seed when you do a pre-emergent. So I know a lot of these big box stores, they don't tell you anything like that. They just ring you up for seed and pre-emergent and you're out. Head to the parking lot, but I wouldn't.
Then you.
Wonder, I would ask you a question.
Then you wonder why it didn't come up.
Yeah, I would. I like to ask questions about what, why are you buying this, and but we have fertilizer brochures for each type of lawn that you have, and you can just follow it, bing, bing, bing down the line. And a guy told me yesterday, he said, I never used your stuff till last year. He said, I've done it a whole year, and he says he couldn't believe the difference. That's a key to use it and stick to it for a year.
That's it. You know,
a lot of people start with it and then it starts looking good and kind of
jumping around is the worst thing you can do.
Well, everybody's got little reminders on your phone. I don't know how to do them really, but people hook them up in your phone and nail it to your garage door out there in your garage somewhere or something. Put it on your refrigerator or something. So just remind you.
Probably on the refrigerator. Don't nail it to your garage door.
Nothing else on the refrigerator.
Well, if you nail it to the garage door, other people can see it, and that's a good advertisement. So.
If you like me and not real steady and bump the refrigerator, all that junk falls in the floor.
Yeah, don't put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, on the door. Yeah. I bump in it, all falls in the floor.
Yeah.
Then she gets to put it back up because I can't bend down that low.
Well, my refrigerator's not on that. I guess aluminum side, it doesn't stick. So on the side, it does. So that's good.
Ours is white.
Yeah.
She wanted an aluminum one too. Ken Spears, bless his soul, talked her out of it because it was a bear to clean back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget the farmer's market is opening today in Rock Hill down at Fountain Park. There's a lot of things going on down there, so maybe give it just a little bit and then head down there. It'll be open probably till lunchtime. Vegetables and some gift-type things. You may find something down there for Mother's Day also. Carolina Fresh is open now, 8 to 2.
I mentioned Tommy planted corn, and that should be ready in about 8 weeks.
Yeah, is that how long it takes? So I may or may not have planted corn at my house. So
you
I'll
said
track
you
it
did.
8 weeks.
But you need to plant it close together.
They are.
Because the pollen falls
down. They're
close
together, yeah.
And we might have speckled corn because we got the. You put two rows of white besides six rows of white.
Yeah, I did obtain two more lime trees. They are the bigger limes this time. They're not the key limes. And me and Tracy wanted to wonder, why are these limes so small?
The lemon tree?
Key limes are small and regular limes aren't.
Yeah, so, from outside the cold kill.
Two new ones. They're called, their names are Crown and Ginger. And they're getting introduced to the backyard now.
What are you going to do when it comes wintertime?
I don't know. Probably buy two more next year.
That's what most people do.
Maybe we won't have a winter like we did last winter.
Probably going to be cold.
I'm going to talk about that when we come back. I need to give you a little pointers on some things that happened over the winter. So we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Want to see my picture on the cover. Want to buy 5 copies for my mother. Want to see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench, and every day's a lovely day.
Yeah, it is. I had one thought right quick I wanted to drop on you. Some people that had warm season grasses this year, due to the cold weather, are having spots in their yard, not coming back. So just try to cut it down, maybe get in there, rake lightly a little bit, go ahead with your fertilizer, and hopefully it'll come back in the next month. If it doesn't, you may have to come get some sod and do some replacements. I've seen been to a couple yards last 2 weeks that had some issues with that.
I had a little bit of that, but it's all gone.
Yeah.
It's green now.
Mainly would have been in a wet area, maybe a low area, doesn't get a lot of sun, just stayed cold too long, maybe. So just
ours came back.
Yeah, check it out.
In fact, her peony put on flower last week.
Yeah.
Pretty yellow.
I showed him the picture.
Yeah.
And the rain knocked
them flowers off. Should be blooming. The azaleas I got from you are still not quite blooming yet because they're in the shade over there, so.
That's ongoing.
Trying to. No, these are the
regulars.
The regular, yeah. Two of the big ones I got from you.
They should be blooming any time now.
Yeah. One of them's got teeny little blooms. I'm trying to open up, but it gets dry in there. I have to water them. They're in the woods, kind of, so it's
what are those on the side of the house, that big, beautiful pink and the lavender one up in the woods?
That's some older azaleas.
Is it?
Where?
Beside the house where the heating unit is.
That's not azaleas.
What is it?
That's
camellia.
Nah.
Oh.
Rhododendron.
Oh yeah, I have my rhododendron I got from you bloom this week.
I mean, the blooms on that thing. They're giant.
The one closest to the driveway probably not gonna make it.
A lot of things, plants that bloom would have already done it or should be doing it now. So that's a beautiful time of year.
You prune them after they finish blooming. Yep. You got about it. July 15th.
That's right. Like that. If you got to do something with them.
Well, Matt's giving us a signal. So.
Yeah, well, come on in to Carolina Fresh. Like I said, we're open 8 to 2 today.
And we'll see.
Hope everybody has a good week.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.